Listener Production.
More people on the brink of homelessness in our region, new strategies to conquer biosecurity risks, and the new roads minister to visit Wagga. Today's weather, showers across the region, heading for 17 in Griffith and Wagga. I'm Stephen Zois, and welcome to Riverina Local News. With more people struggling to find rentals, vulnerable people across the state are facing higher risks of becoming homeless. New South Wales' new rental laws may not have helped the situation, with worried voices claiming they'll only trigger bidding wars, leading to an additional hike in prices. As of the last census, there are 251 people living on the street in Wagga and 226 in Griffith. Trina Jones from Homelessness New South Wales explains how she'd like the government to react.
So what we're calling on the government to do is to end rent bidding. And what that looks like is setting a maximum fixed rental price that must be advertised at the time that the property is put up for rent until that a tenant is accepted.
A check-in app is being used to curb biosecurity outbreaks in our vineyards, gathering real-time data to plan effective emergency responses. This year's exercise, Sour Grapes, is testing the tech surveillance abilities and early detection algorithm, which could be a game changer for our wine industry.
We took a bit of learnings from the COVID outbreak, and we're using QR code check-in and check-out technology to track the movements of possible vectors of a biosecurity threat. That means machinery, people, some of the supplies such as grapes or grapevine material for planting.
New South Wales Wine President Mark Bourne there. Our region produces 70% of New South Wales grape and wines. One of Wagga's academics has received one of the highest honours our country has to offer. CSU Professor Leslie Weston has been elected as a Fellow of the Australian Academy of Science. Her achievements in crop protection and sustainable pest control duly recognised. She says this is proof academia can still thrive in the bush.
It shows that regional universities can have really strong impacts on the local community from the types of work and research projects and outreach extension they perform.
And Roads Minister Jenny Aitchison is making a trip to Wagga. She'll be coming to chat with Council and State MP Dr. Joe McGurr over the future of the Gobba and Marshalls Creek bridges. It comes as recent decisions for the road network were met with opposition amongst locals. It's likely she'll be in the region within the month. To sport now, and in the Riverina Football League, Mango continues to pressure the top four after downing the Crows on Saturday. The final score there, 13-13, 91 to 96-60. The Wagga Tigers continue to fly under the radar after beating Narandra by 3 goals. Griffith continues their good early season form, taking care of Collingully on their home deck, while yesterday the reigning premiers were upset by the Rovers in a 3-point thriller in Ganmain. In the Farrer League, wins to CSU, the Northern Jets, Mara and the Magpies. Moving to Rugby League, and in Group 9, the Wagga Kangaroos hit a hurdle, going down to Albury 24-18. Elsewhere, the reigning premiers got the job done over the Bulls, and Young smacked the Diesels. While in Group 20, the Blue Heelers, Galloping Greens and Griffith took home the points. West Wyalong and the Roosters shared the spoils in a 36-all draw.